From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. California's anticipated tomato production shrank last year due to water shortages and higher production costs, according to farmers. Some processing tomato growers who once paid $3,000 per acre on their crops say they're now paying more than $4,000. Last year, state production processors intended to contract for 12.1 million tons of tomatoes, but by the end of harvest, that figure had dropped by 1.3 million tons. U.S. per capita consumption of fluid cow's milk has been trending downward since the mid-1940s, but fell at a faster rate during the 2010s than in each of the previous six decades. On a given day in 2003, U.S. consumers drank about 0.57 cup equivalents of fluid cow's milk, but consumption fell to 0.33 cup equivalents by 2018. Over that period, U.S. per person consumption of milk with cereal also fell by 0.06 cup equivalents, children accounting for the steepest drop. Retail food prices increased 3.5% in 2020 and 21, greater than the historical average of 2% from 2000 to 2019. But USDA's Economic Research Service expects less inflation this year for food at home, expected to increase between 1.5% and 2.5% this year, lower than the 3.5% increase in both 2020 and 21. Dairy products and fresh vegetables had significantly slower price increases in 2021 than in 2020 and their historical averages. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.